Today, RBA rate cut, not a done deal yet, but... Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, the RBA has held the cash rate at a 13-year high for more than a year, waiting further evidence that inflation is irreversibly back in its 2 to 3% band. Markets since Mr. Trump returned to the White House have been on a rollercoaster ride, as I discussed in my show on Tuesday, and now Beijing has hit back with tariffs on U.S. goods in a swift response to new American levies on Chinese imports. Actually, Trump earlier suspended his threat of hefty tariffs on Mexico and Canada for a month. So what will the RBA do when it meets shortly? Well, according to the AFR, HSBC economist Paul Bloxham has now switched his call for RBA rate cuts. He is no longer sticking with his belief that interest rates will stay on hold for a little longer, and now says the RBA will cut in February, again sometime in the September quarter, and once more in 2026, arriving at a 3.6% cash rate. The RBA's biggest challenge, Bloxham said, was the economy's very weak productivity and the fact that almost nothing has been done about it. Now, it is a trade war to contend with. Actually, he joins more than a dozen economists, including National Australia Bank and Westpac, who quickly revised their predictions, certain of a rate cut arriving in February, following the benign inflation report last week, which prompted bond traders to price in an 84% chance the central bank will lower the cash rate to 4.1% at the first 2025 policy meeting on February the 18th. But it is worth noting that some are still thinking the Reserve Bank will resist cutting interest rates this month. And if they're right, that might be the biggest upset in economic forecasting since 2015, and also bad news for Labour ahead of the upcoming election, which, as I discussed yesterday, will indeed be fought on costs of living. While one factor in play is Donald Trump's chaotic trade policies, we also have the adjusted real inflation rate looking through the government support for electricity, rents and medicals. Is the inflation really well anchored in the 2 to 3% band? A signal, of course, the RBA is seeking. So forecasters at Barrenjoey, Deloitte, KPMG, Juno Bank and Oxford Economics are steadfast in their conviction the cash rate will stay at 4.34% a little longer because the RBA needs more evidence about the inflationary pressure. And Trump's trade war simply adds to the case for not acting impulsively on monetary policy. The Consumer Price Index data opened the door to a February cut, but we see the odds at 50-50, said Joe Masters, chief economist at Barrenjoey. The market pricing is a bit confident. There's a number of plausible scenarios, and you can't put a probability on any of them because it's moving under your feet and very quickly, she said. For Juno Bank's chief economist Warren Hogan, it's a preview of what's to come. That uncertainty should create caution from the Reserve Bank board and not add to the arguments to do something about rates, he said, stressing that easing monetary policy prematurely against such a backdrop was risky. Mr. Trump's broader policy program will need to be disclosed in full and implemented before assessing its potential effect on inflation growth and therefore interest rates, both in the US and Australia, he said. So he tips just two RBA rate cuts, starting the second half of the year with the final one in early 2026. Another complication for the RBA is China's response to a slowing economy. A trade war could be a further drag, and there are growing expectations Beijing will announce more stimulus measures to boost activity. China, of course, is Australia's biggest export customer. On balance, we think all the additive impact of these uncertainties and the lack of any sort of urgency to cut gives the RBA time to wait and assess more data, Masters said. And she predicts there will be three rate cuts, starting in May and ending in August at 3.6%. Sean Lancake, head of macroeconomic forecasting at Oxford Economics Australia, said neither a rate cut nor a hold would be a misstep, as both moves are actually defensible. Even so, he thinks the RBA will sit on rates because the government's financial aid programs to help households with high costs of living are clouding the inflation outlook. The bank will need to assess whether inflation will be on target when the subsidies lapse and inflation spikes later in the year, he said. And Deloitte Access Economics partner Stephen Smith is equally unconvinced about the price trajectory, highlighting that the December quarter inflation report did little to counter the RBA's consistent message. Demand in the economy is still too high. That's why he believes policymakers will wait for the December quarter gross domestic product report on March the 5th, at very least, before possibly lowering interest rates. A sharp decline in the Australian dollar is another reason to keep rates on hold this month, because it adds to local inflation, said Brendan Ryan, chief economist at KPMG. The Aussie dollar has been as low as 60.85 cents US on Monday, though since then it has recovered to around 62.63 cents. Meanwhile, share markets, though volatile, remain strong relatively, with the ASX 200 up 1.23% today. And a signal of greater uncertainty, though, shows that gold has been stronger, with the futures contract at $2,875 US, while Bitcoin was hovering below $99,000 US. So I think the RBA may stand firm on no cut this month, given the strong labour market. But I guess we will know soon enough. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.